Theoretical recap. A customer journey map, CJM, is a visual representation of the steps a user goes through when interacting with a brand, product, or service, from the very first point of awareness all the way to post-purchase behavior. At its core, it answers one question: what does the user think, feel, and do at each stage of their experience? The key components of any basic journey map include the persona, who is experiencing the journey, the stages, the chronological phases such as awareness, consideration, decision, retention, and advocacy, the touchpoints, every interaction between the user and the brand, the user's emotions and pain points at each stage, and the opportunities for improvement that the brand can act on. A common mental model is to think of the journey as a story told from the user's point of view, not the brand's. The most frequent mistake beginners make is mapping the journey from the company's internal process perspective rather than centering it on the user's actual lived experience. Another common error is being too vague about emotions or skipping the pain points entirely, which makes the map decorative rather than actionable. Mini example: a persona named Sophie, 34, wants to subscribe to a meal kit delivery service. Her journey starts when she sees an Instagram ad, awareness, visits the website and compares plans, consideration, signs up after reading reviews, decision, receives her first box but finds the instructions confusing, retention friction, and eventually recommends the service to a friend despite the early frustration, advocacy. Each of these steps reveals emotions, touch points, and opportunities that a marketer can act on. Workshop brief. Now that you have completed the introduction to customer journey mapping and the quiz on journey stages, it is time to put your knowledge into practice by building your very own basic customer journey map from scratch. This workshop is the natural continuation of your work on personas. You already know how to define and document a target user, and now you will use that persona as the protagonist of a real journey. Your task is to choose a realistic digital marketing scenario, either a fictional product of your choice — you can reuse the one from your complete persona kit if you wish — or a real brand you are familiar with, and map the customer journey for one of your existing personas. The journey must cover at least 5 distinct stages, from initial awareness of the product or service to post-purchase behavior. For each stage, you must identify and document the main touch points involved, the user's dominant emotion or attitude, any friction points or pain points the user encounters, and at least one concrete opportunity for the brand to improve the experience at that stage. Start by clearly identifying and briefly describing the persona you will be using. If you are reusing a persona from a previous exercise, a short summary is sufficient. If you are creating a new one, keep it concise. The focus of this workshop is the journey, not the persona itself. Then, define the scenario context. What is the user trying to accomplish? What triggers the beginning of their journey? This framing will give your map coherence and purpose. Once you have your persona and context, map each stage methodically. Do not rush through the emotional and friction dimensions. These are the most analytically rich parts of the exercise and will be evaluated closely. Think carefully about which touch points are digital, social media, search engine, email, website, app, versus offline, and how they interact. Consider how the user's state of mind evolves across stages. Are there moments of excitement, doubt, frustration, or delight? Be specific and grounded in realistic user behavior rather than idealized assumptions. Finally, once your map is complete, write a short analytical paragraph of 100 to 150 words summarizing the key insights you draw from it. What is the most critical pain point in the journey? Where is the biggest opportunity for a digital marketing intervention? What would you prioritize if you were the marketing manager for this brand? This reflection is mandatory and is a core part of the deliverable. Your map can be presented as a structured table, a visual diagram created with a free tool such as Canva, Miro, or even a well-organized Word/Google Docs document. The format is flexible, but it must be readable, complete, and clearly organized. You have 3 days to complete this workshop. Submit your deliverable before the deadline expires. You are encouraged to consult your previous course materials, revisit the Introduction to Customer Journey Mapping lesson, review your persona work, and use any internet resources you find useful. You may work alone or seek feedback from peers, a mentor, or any professional in your network. What matters is the quality and depth of your final submission.